This episode of Country Squire Radio is brought to you by Missouri Meerschaum and ThisPipeLife.com. We thank them for their support of this show, and we thank you for supporting them.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD!
Hey, Bo. Good evening, man.
Man, good evening to you, sir. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. You know, we're in the thick of the holiday rush, man.
Yes, sir.
It's been game on. You know, one week we have our website shut down by Esoterica. the next week, it's Black Friday. And this week, the madness continues to go. So, yeah, we're on top of it, man. It's been a lot of fun just kind of getting into the holiday season. People come in and buying gifts for others, buying gifts for themselves, and coming up with all kinds of great excuses to, you know, have that brand new pipe keep them company at night.
So. Oh, that's beautiful. And let me ask you, when people are coming in for the holiday rush, do they just happen to walk in on you like, oh, just, I don't know, hand blending tobacco?
Yeah, hey, you caught me blending.
You caught me blending.
Hey there, you caught me blending.
Has your mom ever caught you blending before?
No. Okay. No, she definitely would have kicked me out of the house.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
If that was the case.
I would imagine so.
Man, we had our good friend James Foster was here last week. Pylorns, as you might know him online or through some of the forums. He's actually the webmaster for the
yes.
Country Squire.
And a fantastic one
for our shop. Yeah, does a really good job on the Country Squire's website. And so he came in last week. He has some family here in Jackson. He came here to visit. And while he was here, he brought all this camera equipment and a drone and all this other stuff. And he took some really cool footage. And we shot a small commercial for Black Friday. And it was full of cheese.
It was very corny.
It was full of cheese.
The thing is, you set me up with this.
It was pretty bad.
You told me, like, oh, it's just real corny. It's real cheesy. And I was thinking, like, it was going to be one of these, oh, Black Friday, check it out. Come down Sunday, except for Friday. You know, that kind
of thing. Wacky, waving, inflatable, arm flailing tube man.
Yeah, you went in the complete opposite direction. Just that down-home music, the little drone intro. There. I mean, y'all,
I felt like the little Pepperidge Farm guy, like, falling off the back of that Conestoga wagon or whatever, you know?
Yes. If you have not seen this yet, I'll make sure that we've got a link to it in the show notes, but it's...
Oh, don't do that.
No, it has to be seen, but it's a great video. You walk in to the Country Squire, you've got John David with product all throughout his hair, just a full mane, Tobacco Jesus in full effect, and it's you look up at the camera just so kindly and like, oh, sorry, you just caught me blending.
Hey, that happens on a daily basis here at the Country Squire.
That's true.
People walk in and we are blending tobacco. I'm wearing my apron. I've got product in my hair. I look impeccable. It's just a daily thing at the Country Squire.
A master blender like yourself, if somebody was to walk in on you blending, I'm sure they'd be, you know, ecstatic. Honestly, just very, very ecstatic.
Absolutely.
All right. So here's the thing, man. We've got a lot of stuff going on as we are right in the holiday season. Of course, that was your video to promote Black Friday, but the day before it, of course, the big turkey day, man. How was Thanksgiving?
That's right. It was great, man. We had a really good Thanksgiving. It was just so much fun. My precious fiance did all this cooking, and we had family in town, and man, it was just quite delicious.
All right, wait. What did the future Mrs. Cole, what'd she make,
well,
man?
Well, she made a big old turkey, you know, and we had
you were on bird patrol.
She did the bird patrol.
Good.
And she also happens to be our live studio audience tonight, which is good.
A little confusing on the part, yeah.
Yeah, but so we had that, homemade green bean casserole, apple pie, homemade from scratch. All these kind of things.
It was
very good. We didn't do it a la mode. We forgot
you
the ice
didn't
cream.
Do all, you know what?
We forgot the ice cream too, man. Yeah. That's just part of it.
Typically, the last couple of years,
there's a lot of moving parts during Thanksgiving, man.
You're trying
to juggle all this stuff, and in the midst of this, I'm trying to clean up all the dog hair out of my house just to make people think that I'm not a complete slob, even though I really am. Yep. You know, it just on and on and on. But you know, she pulled it off great. I didn't stumble very much. It worked out good.
No, that's good, man. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Ice cream is one of those, like, additions that you don't really associate with Thanksgiving, but it is a crucial part to the pie experience.
No, that's right.
For me personally.
I tend to agree.
We did the same thing. So we did pecan pie. We brought pecan pie this year. I made some cornbread oyster dressing I've waxed poetic about for years on this show. And yeah, it was really, really good, man. It was a little bit of a smaller gathering. It was mostly just kind of myself, my siblings, and their families, as well as my parents. So
yeah.
You know, it was a little smaller than usual, but a lot of fun.
Here in Jackson?
Here in Jackson.
Y'all hang out locally? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so it was a blast, man. And good bird. I got a good report on the dressing. They said it was the best ever.
Now, you made the dressing?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Okay, good.
Oh, man. My cornbread oyster. I'm not going to do it. I talk about it every single year. I wax poetic. I won't do it. I won't bore you this year.
Are you going to lobby for a dressing and tobacco pairing? Is that the next thing?
Is that a possibility?
So we're going to move on from barbecue to dressing. What's next? Like hot chocolate dressing.
Keep going.
And pairing. I just, I don't know.
Yeah,
no. I mean, this could go in a lot of different directions. At some point, we just have to admit to the fact that we just really want to eat and drink on camera.
Yeah, no. I feel like we've admitted that a long time ago. But no, man, we got some great shows kind of as we gear up here in the midst of the holiday season. Really excited to bring you some great content. You know, we always, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of planning, a lot of painstakingly prepping goes into every single episode. But a lot of times it is kind of week to week. And so as we're kind of gearing up here for the holidays, we've got some good stuff scheduled down the line.
Now, yeah, that's right.
One of which, of course, our Christmas special is going to be coming up in a couple of weeks here. And one of the things that makes this Christmas special especially special is that we're wanting to do this a custom cob contest. Now, we've talked about this a couple of different weeks in the past, but this year we've got a holiday custom cob competition. We're encouraging you guys, y'all listeners, take a corn cob pipe, purchase a Missouri Meerschaum, paint it, do a custom whatever you want to do to it. Yeah,
you can you know, even reconstruct part
of
it. As long as it's smokable. It's just got to be smokable. Yeah.
It's got to be smokable. You need to make sure that it is here at the Country Squire. Look for the address on the website, but it needs to be here by December 15th, because the December 18th is actually when we'll be recording our Christmas special, and we want to make sure we have all of your entries in by then. So again, for all of the, it's our holiday custom cob competition, one pipe per person, all pipes must be smokable, and all pipes need to be here at the Country Squire by December 15th, the winner will receive a custom corn cob pipe trophy that will be gilded and not smokable.
It will probably be just awful.
It's going to be glorious.
Yeah. Well,
it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. What one man's treasure.
Maybe next year I'll do a tree topper. I'm just now realizing.
Oh, a tree top. That'd be fun.
I should have gone in that direction.
Yeah. Or you could make an ornament. Just an ornament.
Yeah, it'll be ornamental. You know, like a car ornament? Like that thing that goes on the front of a car?
Did you steal the Mercedes-Benz thing off someone, some poor fool's car?
a little bit like that. But yeah, so one last time, make sure to get those in by December 15th for our Christmas episode, which we'll be recording on December 18th. Now, we'll be off from the live show for Christmas Day.
That's right.
However, we will have an episode coming to you that weekend. We'll have more information about that as we get closer. But the week after Christmas, which will be January 1st of the new year, we'll be doing something that we've never done before, and I'm really excited about this. We'll actually be doing a best of 2017 as jointly decided by you, dear listener, and us/mostlyjohndavid.
Really excited about this.
Yeah, so we've actually posted this up earlier today to our Facebook page, facebook.com/countrysquireradio. Also, club members have also gotten a unique post as well, kind of giving them a direct way to turn in their entries for the best of 2017 I guess, nomination.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll be talking about, you know, all kinds of things. Best pipe manufacturer, best artisan carver, best tobacconist, best tinned tobacconist, all these different things. I mean, there's lots of different things that we'll be covering. And it's kind of an opportunity just to, you know, highlight the hallmarks of the, you know, current pipe industry and the pipe world. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And I'll run you down the list real quick here. And again, you can find this list on Facebook, and club members can also find it at the Patreon account. We're looking for 2017, the best tin tobacco, best hand-blended tobacco, best blender, best pipe carver as in an individual, best pipe manufacturer as in a company, best pipe-related product, that's a little bit open-ended, and best pipe publication. We also have kind of two additional ones that are a little bit self-serving in here, which is best episode, best 2017 episode of Country Squire Radio, and best moment and or quote from 2017 Country Squire Radio.
And Bo and I haven't discussed this before until just now, which I love when this
tons
happens.
Tons of planning goes into
love when this kind of happens on air, right? But but the best blender, that will not include me.
I was curious how you wanted to play.
Yeah, actually, we have a lot of people that, you know, love the tobacco we make at the Country Squire, and we're honored by that. But we want to, you know, try to find other people in the pipe community, in the pipe industry out there. Maybe it's your hometown you know, tobacconist, maybe it's a blender at one of the larger companies, someone you found that's kind of got a cult following. That's kind of who we're looking for there. So anyway, I just wanted to make that clear.
That's good. Yeah. Now, best blends, though, I would imagine the hand-blended blends here at the Country Squire are up for nomination. However, John David will abstain from voting in that category. How about that?
Fair enough.
That sounds fair. That sounds fair. It'll be fun, guys. We're looking
forward to that. I think it'll be good, yeah.
More information, again, at facebook.com/CountrySquireRadio. All right, man. So, of course, I mentioned, you know, as part of a benefit, not only could you make nominations there, but also our club members got direct access to the Patreon account. And, man, I'm proud to say that we've got a new club member who just got access to that.
Yeah, joining at the Squire level, right?
That's right, man. We got Rena Calderon.
Rena Calderon.
Calderon.
Calderon. Calderon.
Calderon.
I think it's Calderon.
Calderon?
It might be Calderon.
There was a character on Young Justice. He was like Aqualad, but his name was like Calderon.
Yeah.
And I wonder if she's him.
She might be.
She might be.
Yeah.
She might be. What's up, Rena?
Man, Rena, we're just so thrilled. Rena has enjoyed a lot of Country Squire tobacco. We've had several orders from Rena, and so glad to have Rena on board. Man, the club is just really great to have you. We appreciate it so much and are thrilled to have you on board. This is just such a great way that folks can help support what we're doing here at Country Squire Radio, is kind of being a mouthpiece for the modern pipe smoking community. We're so honored to have your help along the way. And man, what Rena does here today and what all the other folks, almost 100 people that are also on our Patreon and supporting this actively, you're a big piece of what happens here. And frankly, we just couldn't do this without you.
Absolutely. To kind of show some thanks, we are continuing a random tradition that we do from time to time. And that's a giveaway, man. Now, we mentioned this prize that was going to be given away to one lucky club member.
Yeah, last week we had our episode, we do it annually, tracking and packing, right?
Tracking
so,
and packing.
So we talk about all the different, you know, kind of storing techniques and toting things and, you know, ways to store your pipes and your accessories and tote them around and keep them safe and organize them and all these kinds of things. We just talked about the beauty of just a simple cigar box, you know, and what you can do with just, you know, keeping all your pipe knickknacks in a cigar box. And we talked last week on our episode about just the beauty of these Opus X boxes from Arturo Fuente. They're just beautiful, wonderful boxes. And so, yeah, we had a drawing, and we have chosen at random to win this box that we're just gonna give away because we feel like giving something away.
Yeah, you mentioned a pure and simple cigar box. I was like, there's nothing simple about this, right?
Yeah,
here.
The Opus X boxes are so beautiful. They actually, you know, it's pretty easy to turn them into humidors, right? They're probably the most well constructed cigar box that is that's on the market. So Fuente does a good job with all their boxes anyway, but this one is particularly something. So we're really proud to give this away, and you can use it for all your pipe knickknacks or maybe something else. But anyway, we chose Country Squire International Pipe Club member number 34.
Number 34, Jordan Scoville.
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 Yeah.
Scoville.
Jordan Scoville.
Jordan!
Man.
Congratulations.
You're getting an Opus X box.
Yeah.
We're going to send it your way.
And for all of you who think, hey, didn't I win something a couple of weeks ago? Yeah. Yeah.
You did. It's about to go out.
It's about to go out today or tomorrow.
That's
or
right.
This week. It's going out this week.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But yeah, congratulations, Jordan. Thank you so much for supporting Country Squire Radio. And if you would like to support the show as well, patreon.com/CountrySquireRadio, or if you go to CountrySquireRadio.com, join the club. There's a big banner right there. Now, man, all of that stuff out of the way, we have got a fun show tonight.
I love it.
I'm really excited. you know, as soon as I posted out kind of the best of, I'm starting to hear rumblings that there is one particular episode so far this year that really has stood out to a lot of people. And that is the pipe shop fails / pipe pet peeves.
Yeah, it's like pipe shop pet peeves.
Yeah. And so the concept for the show, if I'm remembering correctly, came about because I think you were just you just had it up to here, as your mama would sometimes say.
Yeah, I think so.
And you just needed a chance to get on mic and vent for a while. And what came out of that was one of the most glorious experiences ever. And I think that, you know, I was a little nervous because, you know, we don't go negative on this show for the most part. We're pretty positive.
Yeah,
you know,
no, that's right.
But, you know, sometimes you just kind of let the hair down, you know.
I got a lot of it.
Yeah, you got a lot of it. You got a lot of it. You got to let the hair down, and you got to kind of let it all hang out. And that is what Pipe Shop Fails is about. Now, it is from both sides of the counter.
No, that's right.
So
that's
John
right.
David will be sharing some disaster stories from the tobacconist perspective. I will be sharing some bad practices that I have noticed as a customer.
Well, not just frustrating. You
not
know?
Bad practices here, by the way. Just bad practices yeah. in my travels around this great country of ours.
No, that's right. That's right. You know, there's lots of opportunity in a shop like this to... you know, for quirkiness to get in the way of, you know, human to human interactions or tobacconist to patron interactions,
human
or
to human
customer interactions or whatever, you know, and it, man, it there's just all kinds of opportunity for people to lose their cool. And I love these episodes, right? I love the one we had before, and I love the one that we're doing tonight because it's my turn for the therapy. It's my turn. For the free therapy. You know, we've got the sign on the door and it's like, oh, free therapy. We're very proud of that. People come in, this is their safe space. And we give them the opportunity to let their guard down and have this, you know, kind of respite for a while where they can get away from the distractions of the world and maybe talk to someone about some things going on in their life or whatever. But now it's my turn.
this bud's for you, my friend. All right,
no,
so what you got for
well,
us?
Well, so, you know, recently, I guess one of the random things, and again, the only way I know how to attack an episode like this, right, is just to kind of spew from the hip. I mean, you know, there's just so many things that come to mind that really get under your skin and like we mentioned so many times last time, grinds your gears, right? It's just something that just right. continually gets at you. And so, you know, we do like to be a place of convenience for folks, but I think so many of these stories that, you know, as I kind of ponder about this and you know, sit on this, you know, preparing for an episode like this, so many of these stories revolve around people getting maybe just a little too comfortable at the tobacco shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, there's all these all these random things like that that come up. Of course, we talked about, you know, last time our friend the Hurricane, for instance, stealing other people's liquor while he's at the shop. And and then, of course, getting a retribution paid back to himself by having his liquor replaced by a foul stench swill.
Shop justice.
Yeah, and that was justice. It was justice. But, you know, anyway, so we have regularly folks that come in and will not, you know, contribute anything to the common cause here, but are constantly... constantly, and that's my gracious
charitable way to say that.
That's my gracious way of saying they're not purchasing customers.
Right,
right,
right, right.
Yeah, but you know they're not contributing to the local economy, and you know they're always needing something, right?
Uh-huh.
They're just always needing things, and so folks that come in and my favorite of late, of course, has been is something that a lot of cigar and pipe smokers need regularly, and that would be butane.
Okay.
Butane. You know, butane is this gas. It's a very clean burning gas that we put in all of our, you know, premium pipe lighters and cigar torches and things of that nature. And it's wonderful because it can stay in there for a really long time. If all the seals are good on your lighter, the butane will just stay in your lighter forever. And it's just really, really good. And people constantly need it, and they constantly don't want to pay for it. And so, you know, it's kind of like that pipe cleaner thing we've got at the shop. You know, how we talked about, you know, giving away pipe cleaners to people that just refuse to bring their own pipe cleaners
well,
to
yeah,
the country
yeah,
squire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we sell these things, right? We sell pipe cleaners. We sell butane. But
so people do actually ask for, like, to top up their butane?
Yeah, just top it off, right?
Really?
It's like, hey, I'm at the gas station. Hey, you just top me off while
nobody
I'm
would
way
do
out.
That. Nobody
yeah.
does that.
They do it all the time.
Do they really?
Because yeah,
I can understand. Like, I'll throw my name in with the naughty list on the pipe cleaners. I've been that guy before.
Well, you know, and it's one of those things that it's kind of tucked away, but people are always like, well, you know, you got some butane lying around here? Like, let me just have some free butane. It's like, buy your own butane for $6 a can. I mean, it's not that expensive.
It's like going to the bar, like, y'all got some beer? Just don't,
yeah.
It's on tap anyway.
Can you just top me off?
Just top me off
just
right
top
here.
Me off.
That's
yeah.
not, I don't have any in there. Just,
can,
just
no,
all
can
the
I,
way to
can,
the top.
It is okay if I just put my gullet under your, under your font of beer and... Just top me off. No big deal.
But
yeah,
we have
that a lot. It's kind of interesting. And it's funny, as someone that I do think tends to be easygoing and relatively gracious, at least I aspire to be, it's one of those things that just you hear it over and over, and it just kind of gets old a little bit, you know?
That's interesting. I would have never guessed that actually happened.
But that was a thing.
That's fascinating.
Well, you know, I'm thinking we have this sign of shame, right? That's on our pipe cleaner tray, and it says we sell these.
Right.
And you know, I'm thinking maybe we need to do something similar for the old.
Does that actually work?
The
though?
Old butane can. Yeah. Yeah.
Does
actually,
it really?
You know, it's funny. We joked last go around about people buying pipe cleaners for the house, you know, like,
right,
just,
right.
Let me buy some pipe cleaners for the table, right? Well, people do that, you know, repeat offenders, they'll go buy a pack and just throw it in the We Sell These can, and, you know, it works out.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, so give me some of your perspective.
Oh, all right. So we're gonna go a little back and forth here.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Well, all right. So one thing that is kind of a pet peeve of mine as a customer is whenever I go into a shop and I have no earthly idea who works here and who doesn't. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that dress code or something like that or uniforms has to be a thing. But if I should at least be greeted by the person that works here to be like, hey, can I help you with something, so that I know what's going on. I mean, we live in kind of the era of, you know, the small batch, and there's kind of a charm to the flannel wearing
long haired aproned tobacconist.
Exactly. But at the same time, like even if you had like, you know, say like a blending apron on and you just walked in on them blending, that would be that. Then you know what's going on. But if they don't have the apron on, then yeah, just like, hey, welcome to the shop. How can I help you? If you are an owner or a manager or you work at a pipe shop, you've got to be thinking about the customer that walks through the door. Even if you're like hanging out with the regulars, the locals, every single day you're going to be encountering somebody who is their first time, not just experiencing your shop, but experiencing the pipe and pipe tobacco
for the first
time ever.
That's right.
And that's so crucial. Like, you're not just doing it for your shop. You're doing it for the industry. You're doing it for that person's journey. Like, it's a huge responsibility. Don't let them walk in and not know what's going on. So,
you know,
that's my soapbox.
It's fascinating, you know, as I hear friends and, you know, folks we've met through Country Squire Radio go around the country and talk about the other smoke shops they've been in. I hear this occasionally, right? Man, it's great, and I found a neat little shop, but gosh, the guy behind the counter didn't want me to be there. You know, he obviously did not want me to be there. You know, it was such a chore for him to tell me about a certain kind of pipe or explain something to me or point out the difference between this and this, or, you know, pull out different products for me to compare. And even though I understand from my side of the counter, look, just the other day, I literally, this is literal, okay?
Yeah.
I literally pulled out 37 pipes for a guy to look at before he picked one.
Oh, dang. That's a lot of pipes.
That's a lot of pipes, right? and like, that, does it get old? I mean, yeah, but like, that, look, this is a person that is, you know, in his case, he wound up buying, I think, a $70 pipe. And that, I mean, he paid the shop $70. Like, I earned that by, you know, I wanted to do everything. He could have done so many things with that $70, right? He could have blown it on booze or, you know, gone to the golf course or, you know, seen 5 movies.
He could have gone to Wendy's 16 times.
He could have gone to Wendy's and, you know, I mean, he could have done all kinds of things, but he chose to spend that here. And so as a retailer, I'm thinking like, what are you doing not taking care of these people? You know what I mean? I mean, it's just, I don't know. People have so many options nowadays. It's like the least you can do is take care of someone.
That's the thing. We encounter so many different people that listen to this show, and it's like, you know, they're coming to the podcast because they've just gotten into pipe smoking or they've got questions. And you know, we're honored to be that and to provide that service. And I'm not saying we don't want to do that. We absolutely do. But there is a huge responsibility on the shop owners as well, that, like, you know, you got to treat every single new face, every single new person that walks your door as if it is their first time, not just in your shop, but with pipe tobacco, with the pipe scene, with
that's
the culture.
Right. That's right.
It's a huge responsibility. So anyway, that's
well, yeah. And that kind of segues into something I, you know, have to mention too. And at this point, I'll drink a sip of Boodles because this is just one of those things.
Oh, this is Boodle. This is a Boodles.
It is
story.
But, you know, nowadays, of course, you know, in our culture, America, things have changed quite a bit. We can, you know, turn on any 24-hour news network and you'll know, you know, this is not the 1980s anymore, right? We're just dealing with different issues and different problems, and things are going in all kinds of new directions that we couldn't anticipate 10 years ago. And so of late, we have a lot of these other kind of pipe smokers that have found pipe shops, right? So we have the old-fashioned ye old pipe shop, right? The Country Squire that, you know, you walk in and there's these, you know, exquisite handmade pipes from all over the world adorning these cases, that are older than you and I both, and, you know, all this stuff. But then there's this other kind of pipe smoker that comes in, right? And it's for a substance that's not legal in all 50 states.
Whoa, man, what are you talking about?
I mean, you know, and we're not all, it can be as cool as Colorado and Washington State yet. So, you know, some things just aren't available in places like wee little old, you know, Mississippi.
And they're like, what are you talking about, man? Like, we're real cool in Jackson. You just got to know the places to go.
You do have to go know the places to go. And fortunately, the Country Squire is not one of them.
Oh, okay, all right.
But it's so funny. It's this ongoing thing. The first couple years I worked here, I thought, this is kind of funny. You know, people just think, oh, pipe shop, I'm going to go find a pipe. Nowadays, pipe has a lot different connotation than it did years ago. And so when people Google pipe shop, they're like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go get my glass pipe or whatever. And so, they come up to the shop and they are immediately walk in and looking for this specific thing that is going to help them smoke this herb that is not tobacco. And Bo's singing, and I can't even think of it.
You don't sell it here. You don't sell it here. Not at the Squire.
No, I don't.
You know what we're talking about? Yeah. All right. That does have to happen pretty often.
It happens at least once a day. Yeah. But what's interesting is, so, you know, people think, okay, pipe shop. And again, you know, in folks' defense, you know, it's more common to think about, you know, marijuana and whatnot nowadays than it is in a lot of people's minds, an old-fashioned smoking pipe, which, of course, we know and love and promote today. You know, so a lot of people, they Google pipe shop, they come in, and they'll look all around the shop, and they'll say, where's your glass section? Where's your glass section? I'm like, well, we have glass countertops, and there's windows.
You walk in, I'm sorry, you walk into the Country Squire, we're talking brick and mortar, we're talking, you got high-end cigars.
It's old-fashioned, man.
You got the pipe tobacco, I don't see anything green back here. You've got tins right there. You've got... What on earth about this
shop? I feel like if
shop?
You dug around long enough, you'd find, like, Charles Spurgeon hiding behind the counter or something. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those places, like...
You got it back there.
You know, I mean...
It's got a skeleton. That's
I mean, it's some... Well, there probably are some skeletons back
I'm
there.
I'm sure.
You know, but it's one of those things, like, at some point, you just got to realize, like, your surroundings and your context. You know, it's just kind of funny.
Read the room, dude.
People always come to the Squire. Of course, we get these things. Where's your glass section? You know, we don't have a glass section. But apparently, and I've learned this just, you know, being in the industry now long enough, you know, the first couple of years it was cute, but then it just kind of gets old. It grates on you a little bit, right? It's one of those
things.
Like when everything's busy, there's five people waiting at the register. I'm, you know, in the middle of blending, you know, a huge batch of Cherokee to fill someone's order. I've got, you know, six people that want 1 ounce bags and then, you know, the line's out the door and then all of a sudden the phone rings, right? It's like, oh, hurry and get the phone. And then it's like, you got bongs? And it's like, no, I don't have bong. I don't have a bong.
Oh,
I don't have one, you know, but what's funny, what also goes along with this stuff. So apparently, you know, this concept of head shops, you know, we hear that and, you know, it just evokes something different than the old Country Squire. You know, you walk in there and maybe there's, you know, things that I don't even know what they do or, you know, things that look like more dog toys than they do smoking devices. But that's what they're for. Whatever. That's, you know, if you want to do that, that's your thing. But shops like that apparently carry a variety of other things, which also kind of go along with that. Right. And so people call the Country Squire, assuming that we're a head shop. And we get phone calls for things as random as Jimi Hendrix T-shirts. That's happened before, which is kind of nice. Breathalyzers, we get that pretty regularly. And one of the newer ones we hear often is Kratom. Kratom is a I'm not exactly sure. One of our listeners could maybe educate me on this. But Kratom is it's like a herb that some people find like a weed substitute maybe or something.
Oh, interesting.
And so you know, apparently it's legal in a lot of states. I don't know, but I get phone calls for Kratom at least twice a day, And I'm like, man, I don't know where you get this stuff, but please tell me. So next time someone calls about it in 5 minutes, I'll be able to tell them, you know, it's just one of those things. And, of course, you know, the classic, favorites like, that people always call about like one hitters and then of course the fake urine. Apparently head shops deal in a lot of things that will help you pass a drug test,
what?
Right? And so that, you know, you go into head shop, you're like, oh, I'm going to pick out my glass pipe, and because I want to keep my job, I'm going to buy this thing that helps me pass a drug test.
Be kidding me.
So people have come in the Country Squire, they've walked through that door that looks like it's set in 1860s England, and they have asked me for a Wizinator. That happened.
Wow.
That happened. And I don't know what that is.
Hey, man, the customer's always right. You got to do what you got to do. If they need some alternative, you know.
I can sell them some of mine.
That's what I'm saying, man. You got an endless supply. That seems like a pretty, that seems like a revenue stream.
It's just unintended.
I'm kidding, of course.
You
that's
dog.
Terrible.
That's
terrible.
Really bad.
Oh,
yep.
My goodness. That's
so
crazy.
It's just on and on, you know. Another favorite thing of mine, people come in, of course, this is more on the toned down, you know, kindly pipe person, particularly, you know, newer folks that are into pipe smoking and they're excited about trying all these new things. This is something that's it's kind of frustrating, but really deep down, it's just funny. And people get, you know, they're just new into pipe smoking, so they don't know, but they'll go all over the country and try all these different pipe tobaccos. And, you know, maybe they'll go to, they'll be visiting such and such place and say, you know, so-and-so and, oh, I was on a business trip here and, you know, I went in this cigar shop and it was such a cool cigar shop and they had three jars of tobacco and man, they sold me this tobacco and it's just so amazing. And here, can you smell it and try it and see if you can duplicate this tobacco?
Uh-huh.
And 100% of the time, you know, 10 times, 11 times out of 10, it's Lane 1Q. And I'm like, I've got it on the shelf right here. You know, those people at that, you know, precious cigar shop in Hackensack, New Jersey, you know, they didn't blend that.
They crafted this as they took it out of the bag.
And they took it out of the bag, dumped
lovingly.
It in this other jar, and then named it like Boardwalk, you know, favorite or whatever.
It's like, oh, you thought you caught them blending. Like, but it seemed to go by pretty quick.
It's literally 12 times out of 10. Like, these people come in, and that doesn't make any sense. But these people come in, and they're like, can you duplicate this blend? It's so fantastic and exquisite and all these flavors and, you know, and it's just Lane 1Q.
Oh,
it's great. And, of course, that goes kind of hand in hand with the folks, too, that, you know, that like to come in also and, you know, just we talked at length before about customers that come in and like to talk about, you know, maybe all the different cigar knowledge they have or something. But, you know, all the pipe knowledge that they've got, you know, back in their stored in their brain, all the people they've met in the pipe industry and all this stuff. But then they don't know, you know, what a tamper is, or they don't know necessarily, you know, that you're supposed to. You know, use a pipe cleaner after every pipe or something. You know, it's funny to see all these little quirky things that people bring in. You know, that just you know, make the tobacconist want to drink gin.
Yeah, good. That's why you got the Boodles on tap. All right, well, good. All right, so I've got one from the customer side.
Okay.
All right, so when you're walking into a pipe shop, I mean, you know, be it your first time or if you've been in it for a while. You know, one of the first things, doesn't matter why you're there. Maybe you're there for a tin, maybe you're there for pipe tobacco, maybe you're there to meet somebody. You're going to stop. You're going to go over to the glass case. You're going to take a look at all the various pipes that are just laid out. You didn't come in to buy anything, but I mean, like, you got to look, right? Like, I mean, like, you know, you got to see what's new, what's looking good. And if the pipes are just laying out there with no prices next to them, you may fall in love not knowing quite what you're going to get yourself into.
Oh, man. It's like you fall in love with this person, but then realize they, you know, they have wine tastes and you have a beer budget.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that kind of the thing?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Or, you know, you were looking, you find one, you think, oh my goodness, this look at the grain. It's so high end. This is perfect. How much is this? And you realize, you know, it's not a princess of a pipe that you're going after. It's more of a, you know, Eliza Doolittle type situation. You know, and so you got to be careful with that.
No, that's right.
So one of the things that always kind of drives me crazy is when I walk to the pipe shop, if I don't see prices next to the pipes,
right,
I just don't even look.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know what I'm getting
into. You just
kind
of assume at that point.
Exactly.
That, you know, it's like when they tell you the special item on the such and such menu. It's like, oh, and today's special is the blah, 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 blah with the, you know, mink tail and the, you know, endangered oysters and all this other stuff, you know, and then you're the fool that, like, well, how much is it? And then it, you know, winds up costing you a mortgage payment, you know, just to get out of the door. And
yeah,
so,
yeah
it's funny when people come in and are interested in pipes. You know, maybe all our pipes are marked, the prices, obviously, but, you know, a lot of folks, they don't really pay attention to that, or maybe they're kind of curious about the pipes. And so I'm always really indiscriminate. You know, if someone wants to see a pipe and it's $1,000 pipe and generally they have looked at only corncob pipes before, you know, I'm going to pull that pipe out and let them look at it. I want them to see what good briar looks like and, you know, what that kind of artisanship, if someone's, you know, hand turned some kind of decorative ornament on the pipe or something like that. You know, I want those things to be clear. It's just fun, but it is always interesting, you know, once people realize, oh, I missed the price tag on that. Oh,
but and you want to
like,
be-
well, that's nice. Thank you. I'm not going to touch that at all. All right. Put that back.
To your point, you do want to make sure that if somebody comes in and asks for like the most expensive pipe, you still go through with it and you don't try to write them off. You don't want that pretty woman situation, you know, of somebody coming back in and they went down to the pipe shop down the road with like, you know, all these expensive stuff and be like, big mistake. Is that reference lost on people? I don't know if it's lost on people or not. Pretty Woman? Isn't Pretty Woman was with the Julia Roberts and she was the lady of the evening who falls in love with the guy and then she tries to buy the thing and nope. All right, I'm the only person in this shop right now that knows what I'm talking about. So we'll, yeah, y'all head over to Twitter. And
I'm
let
sure
me
we've got
phone.
Some other folks.
But,
well, I do have to mention, you know, and we'll close on this, but there are so many odd experiences that I have in a shop like the Country Squire that I know and love. And you know, these are all things that are just so memorable. Some of them are you know, incredibly tender and sweet. Some of them are weird, or some of them, you know, some things I hear in here are just crazy and you know, make you want to cringe. But then there's these other things that just are strange, right? And just, you have to file them back in the kind of the miscellaneous category. We've got one customer that comes to the shop. We call him the Pilgrim. We call him the Pilgrim.
Ooh, do I know the Pilgrim?
You don't know the Pilgrim.
Okay.
And at least I don't believe. But the Pilgrim comes in at random times. We won't see him for months and months. And then he'll come in like 3 weeks in a row, right? And it's just real sporadic. And it's okay. Always these really awkward encounters. But you know, the Pilgrim is really... I like to think of when he comes in that this place can be one of the few places maybe on Earth that he can come in and have, you know, normal interactions with people.
Okay? Oh, interesting. Okay.
Now, for him, they're normal interactions. You see what I'm saying?
I think I'm picking up what you're putting
down. Yeah, so they're normal interactions for him, you know, where he can come in and interact with people and folks don't, you know, run in terror and fear. generally, okay. And you know, but and so even though it might be uncomfortable, you know, for other folks to interact with this particular individual, you know, my goal and prayer is that for this individual, it's one place where when he does show up, you know, as long as he's not really making things super uncomfortable for others, you know, it's a place where he can come and just be weird for a little bit, right?
Yeah, you let your hair down, yeah.
No, that's it. So anyway, we. You know, there's all kinds of stories surrounding this, the Pilgrim, and we love the Pilgrim, and we try to take care of him when he's here. But one really stands out to me, and this is kind of one of those things where the patience of the person behind the counter just gets tested a little bit, and you just have to, you know, you have to be, I don't know, you just have to pray that you're going to be kind and generous and loving and all that. But you know, I'm really busy one day. I'm back here behind the tobacco bar. You know, just blending my heart away, filling, I think, mail orders at the time. And, you know, on and on. And the Pilgrim walks in and, of course, you know, starts talking. And it's always, as always, a one-sided conversation and things just kind of carry on. And, you know, I try to stay engaged enough to where I'm, you know, tracking with them. I want him to know that I'm aware and I'm, you know, following and all this thing. But also I've got things to do. And so I'm trying to be responsible. And so, anyway, eventually he's like, I need a sheet of paper. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, let me stop what I'm doing. I'll go get you a sheet of paper. And so I got it. He asked for a sheet of paper and a pen.
Okay.
And then he went to the other side of the shop, and he wrote a bunch of things down on this notepad. And he came back, it was probably, I don't know, 5 or 8 minutes later, something like that. And he had written this list, okay? And he looked at me very, very seriously. And he handed me this list, and he said, John David, these are some things that you need to do. And he was very serious about this. He says, these are things that you really need to do if you want to grow this business. And then he handed me this.
I'm being handed a framed sheet.
So I just handed Bo the actual thing that Pilgrim handed me that day.
With the understanding that I am already dyslexic. it looks like handwriting. Vandenate the system. Vandenate the system?
I think it's validate.
Validate the system. Moderate the system. Blaspheme the...
Pilgrims.
Pilgrims.
And that's why we call him Pilgrim.
He wrote something, then he scratched it out. Monorail the suite?
I think it's Morial. Right. Morial the suite.
I like monorail. And Shame.
Sure knew the Downser.
Sure knew the Downser.
All right, so we have
you're gonna have to explain this.
We have this list, right? And so and it's framed. It sits next to my tobacco bar on the wall over by my personal pipes. So it's always there, and I have no idea what any of this means, right?
But it is the only thing that you were gonna like if you want to grow this business.
But he was so sincere. He looked me in the eye and he said, "John David, if you want to grow business at the Country Squire, these are the things that you will have to do."
Wow.
And they include validate the system, moderate the system, blaspheme the pilgrims.
How dare they?
Morial the sweet, and then sure knew the Downser. My favorite part about this, other than blaspheming pilgrims, which obviously deserved to be blasphemed.
I mean, except for the pilgrims of the Country Squire.
Except for the Country Squire radio pilgrims. Is that the fourth thing on this list, he actually had written sure knew the Downser.
Sure knew the Downser.
But then he crossed it out,
mm-hmm.
and he kept going with the list. But then at the end of the list, he thought to himself, he's got to do that. And then he wrote it again. Right, yeah.
I'm going to ask you something.
Yeah.
Is sure knew a word?
Not in my language.
Wow. But you got to sure knew the Downser.
You got to.
And the Downser is,
it's just
exactly okay.
It's down, man.
All right, sure knew the Downser.
It's right after
hashtag sure knew the Downser.
That's right, and we're gonna blaspheme some pilgrims.
Yeah, blaspheme.
And you know, this bizarre little note. It caught me in the middle of a crazy day. I wanted to pull my hair out, and here I am. Just I had to laugh. I just had to stop and kind of receive this and tell Pilgrim, man, thank you. Thanks, Pilgrim. Like, you know, just, man, thanks. Obviously, that's not his
no,
first
no,
name, but,
I, yeah, I, picked,
you know,
yeah.
I just had to tell him, you know, thanks, man. This is really kind. And so I keep this next to me as I'm blending.
That's beautiful.
To remind myself to validate the system, morial the sweet, and blaspheme the pilgrims.
Man, yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. That, you know, that right, that list right there seems like somebody, one of those auto-tune guys needs to take that and go crazy. That's crazy.
We did have our good mutual friend Charlie, who does some music. He did talk about making a song called "Blaspheme the Pilgrim."
Oh wow!
He did, and actually, if you think about it, like if from a metal standpoint or something,
yeah.
It would be a pretty awesome.
That's right up Charlie's avenue.
It'd be a pretty awesome tune.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, man. So there you go. There's some pipe shop fails, and also some pipe shop best practices. Apparently, all wrapped up in this particular episode.
Morialing the sweet is incredibly important.
Yeah. No. I don't mean to make fun. If anything, I feel like I'm learning. How to be a better business owner.
I will mention for Pilgrim in his defense, he loves to smoke Latakia, and for our English blend smokers, he's one of those people.
It's Briar, isn't it?
It's not. It's not. Although that would be awesome.
That would be brilliant.
That would be awesome.
Look like his handwriting,
and that does look like his handwriting. That is something he would write. But aside from that, he loves Latakia, and on many occasions I've seen Pilgrim smoke an entire bowl of Latakia straight, just straight.
There you go.
And so,
that'll have you sure knew the Downser.
Knew all kinds of Downsers doing that, man. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, hey, no matter if you're sure newing to the Downser or validating the system, you can do so while enjoying some great quality tobacco, be it straight Latakia or otherwise. And you can do so in the best corncob pipes available. And of course, I'm talking about the pipes available from our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum.
That's right.
Now, this is really fun, man. We're doing something very different this episode that I don't think has ever been done in the history of pipe podcasting. We are, this episode is being brought to us by a pipe that is also currently being smoked as we speak right now by a brand new pipe smoker of 18 who's tuning into the show for his first time.
Dude, no way.
His name is Jonas, Portland Paul's young son.
Dude.
Who's just been welcomed into the family, so to speak.
He just turned 18.
Just
Jonas,
turned 18.
Portland Paul's son, and he's smoking what pipe?
A Country Gentleman. And let me tell you, the Country Gentleman from Missouri Meerschaum is a great pipe to enjoy for your first ever pipe.
Dude, that's great, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, awesome.
So congratulations, Jonas. Welcome to the Brotherhood of the Briar, so to speak.
Or the cop. Cobb.
Or the Cobb, the cabal of the Cobb, if you will. How about that?
We need to talk to Missouri Mission. Maybe they could run with that.
Yeah, we could figure something out of that. But yeah, welcome aboard. But yes, of course, Country Gentleman is an excellent pipe. So if you've never checked one out, you absolutely should. I've got three that I own.
Do you really? I know one of your most beautiful altered Missouri, you know, custom Missouri mirrors, custom Cobbs started as a Missouri.
That's right.
Or as a country gentleman.
The mark did for
obviously
me back
I can't
the...
speak tonight. But,
that's all right.
Yeah, but a beautiful pipe, you know, it's such a popular shape. I think here at the shop, you know, we've kind of landed on the Missouri Meerschaum Legend being the best seller, but the Country Gentleman is probably not far behind. It's just a generous bowl. It has a really elegant look to it. A lot of folks like that kind of black stain on the outside. It just gives it a little more sophistication. Just a really lovely pipe and a good starter pipe for someone like Jonas.
Yeah. Oh, well, congratulations, Jonas. Welcome in. Welcome on board. And by the way, if you, like Jonas, are enjoying a country gentleman, be sure to take a picture of it, tweet it in. We love getting those tweets in. It's a great way for us to retweet them out to let the good folks at Missouri Meerschaum know you appreciate them for sponsoring this show.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pipe question of the week.
Pipe question of the week this week is brought into us by Steve Jobs Jr. Probably not the same.
Oh, man.
The question is kind of a follow-up, honestly, to last week's. He says okay. that last week's question was about how artsy pipes affect the smoke, but what about price? Does a more expensive price really guarantee a more quality/consistent smoke?
Yeah, guarantee, certainly not. You know, and again, this is where the point of coming from a reputable dealer, you know, name brands and artisans out there that have a history, a legacy that you can kind of refer back to. You know, there's something to be said, even if you make an excellent pipe, but you're brand new at it, maybe you should price your pipes a little lower. Just so people can kind of start to get comfortable with your skill set, you know, you know, because a lot of new pipe smokers, they'll, you know, buy a $300 pipe. It's made by someone that, you know, has been carving for a little bit, but, you know, maybe they have a few burnouts or something like that. And that carver is as talented as they are, just doesn't really, you know, quite understand yet how the a certain block of briar shouldn't be carved in a certain way or a certain thickness or something like that, and you know, just is asking too much of the wood to, you know, do what they wanted it to do. All that to say, this is a really important way when you start asking these questions to look into the maker of the pipe and where you're getting it from. Does that make us brand name snobs? Well, we don't want it to, but there is a utility in that, you know, if you buy from someone like, you know, Missouri Meerschaum, for instance, or, you know, Savinelli, you know, Chacombe, Stanwell. I mean, these are makers that have been around forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, you know, over 100 years in some cases and in many cases. And so they've got a track record to stand on. We know from makers, for instance, like Savinelli. Okay, so you're going to buy a pipe from them. Every briar that has ever left their shop, okay, they make a pipe. Every pipe that's ever left their shop in finished state has been aged at least 2 years before they even started carving the pipe. Okay, so you know, buying a name brand pipe like that you're at least getting that right. You're buying a piece of briar that potentially is at least, you know, 2 years old, and so has some dryness to it. It's harder. It's gonna smoke cooler. It'll typically be more durable. You know that there's a quality that's there due to that. So a lot of your you know, carving shops and you know, brands out there, they're gonna charge more because they've got superior pieces of briar. They're aging them longer. And that's before they even get to any kind of, you know, artisanship, you know, adornments on the pipe. Do they, you know, does it have silver on it? Does it have some kind of premium stain? You know, I know tonight, actually, I'm smoking my Nirup pipe, and these are made by Petter Jeppesen, one of our best-selling pipes here at the Country Squire. We love Petter's pipes. He does such a good job. But
yeah, I love his Nirups.
One thing that Petter does that really makes his pipe stand out, and the reason why you're going to pay a little more for him, is that he goes crazy with these contrast stains. He'll stain this pipe just a dark, dark color. He'll let that dark color just get deep into those grains, and then he'll sand all of it off and stain it really, really light or something crazy to contrast it. And so you just get this exquisite finish that has there's so much character to it, but, you know, you're going to pay more for that because it took him a long time to do that. And so, you know, does more expensive necessarily mean better, cooler smoking and, you know, longer lasting and all these things? Well, no, but, you know, you do know if you're buying from certain name brands, you know, that, you know, they've put some certain kind of quality control on their pipes, right? At least that's the goal and what we hope. So, typically that's where your correlation is. Personally, from a, you know, the guy behind the counter on this side, where I've kind of landed on this is there's a huge difference between a $50 pipe and a $200 pipe, okay? Huge difference.
Okay.
Like, they're just a gigantic difference.
In terms of smokeability.
In terms of smoking, you know, the drilling, if it's going to be a cool smoker, durability, you know, is it, you know, the moisture buildup, all kinds of stuff. It's just, you know, there's just a big difference in my mind between a $50 pipe and a $200 pipe. But once you get above that, once you get $300 and up, if we're talking artisan carvers that are reputable, okay, artisan carvers that are reputable, I'm not talking about like, oh, Billy Bob down on the corner, you know, carved a pipe out of something and he charged me $500 for it.
Hey, man, Billy Bob is getting really good. Now his pipes
He's
have
getting pretty
both
good.
Holes in it.
They do.
Yeah, you can actually smoke his pipes now.
They're actually smokable.
Kind of.
Yeah, I got one holding up the beer fridge right now because it's missing a leg.
That is one of the best, what do you call it, the arms, legs
that I've
ever seen for the
beer
fridge.
Billy Bob pipe, yeah.
Yeah, that's a Billy Bob pipe.
You know, so if you're getting something from a reputable carver, artisan carver, or a carving house, you know, think Costello, Dunhill, you know, Ser Jacopo, something like that. I mean, these are pipes that once you reach over, let's say, $300, you're paying more for the beauty of the grain, the artisanship, and the rarity of stuff, right? So you're paying for rarity, I think, in that case. And so, again, huge difference between a $50 pipe and a $200 pipe. But after that, it kind of, in my mind, tends to dramatically kind of level off there. So, yeah, is a $800 Costello going to be, you know, maybe a premium smoker over a $150 Peterson or something? Well, in all likelihood, probably, you know, but the difference there is going to be probably less dramatic than it would be between, you know, $180 NIRUP as opposed to your Dr. Grabo or something like that. So, right. that's where I tend to get, you know, kind of my, where I fall on that issue. Again, from your, you know, more premium carvers, you're going to have aged briar that's from older trees that is given, you know, received from better briar vendors and dealers, and typically has been treated better. The grain's better, which means it's going to breathe better and smoke cooler and be more durable, and on and on and on. And so, you know, that's just kind of where it is.
Great pipe question of the
week. Yeah, good question.
Again, from Steve Jobs Jr. And hey, if you've got a pipe question of the week, you can send it in under your real name as well, if you want to, or alias is fine. You can send those in at show@countrysquireradio.com.
Quick fire with the squire.
Quick fire question. All right, man. These come in from thispipelife.com. Of course, thispipelife.com, an awesome online community. More about them in just a moment. These are actually from a user over there, Pappy Joe. Man,
oh, really?
Yeah,
dude, Pappy.
We get some
questions in for Pappy. It's been a while since we've gotten some
while,
in from Pappy.
Man.
That's great.
Well, you know, it's the holidays.
Yeah, that's
good. This is the time, man. Tis the season. And actually, Pappy Joe has some quick fire questions that are seasonal and relatable to this time of year. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah, bring them.
All right, eggnog or hot buttered rum?
Eggnog.
I've never actually had hot buttered rum.
I haven't either. That's why I answered eggnog.
Gosh, I mean, it's hot, which is good when it's cold outside. It's buttered, so
duh.
Yeah. And then also,
gotta have more butter.
You got the rum, which I would assume is dark rum, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're putting it in a like a wintery cocktail.
Yeah, I mean, white rum and butter doesn't seem like it would mix, which is weird because butter goes with everything.
I'm still going to go with eggnog.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to go with eggnog as well. Whole cranberry or jellied?
Whole cranberry.
Hmm.
I did grow up with the old you know, cranberry sauce out of the can kind of thing. So you pop the top of the can and then you just kind of sluck it out of the can.
What was that word?
It's sluck. It just kind of sluck out of the can. And then you've got this kind of gelatin mass sitting on a plate somewhere that some kind lady with the knife just kind of dices it up and then you smear it on your turkey or something.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up with that.
Yeah.
So there's a fondness there, but I'm more of a whole cranberry kind of guy.
I do remember that from the school cafeteria, but, you know, it's funny because in my family, growing up, we were never like big, or my family was never really big into kind of cranberry sauce up until a couple of years ago when a friend of my mom's made some cranberry sauce with whole cranberries. And like walnuts and like this really
walnuts.
Just, oh man, it was awesome.
Dang.
It was
never
really,
heard of
really
that.
Good. And it blew me away. I was like, oh my gosh, I never knew it could be like this. Like this had completely opened my eyes to what cranberry sauce could be. And so every single year since, this family friend has made this cranberry sauce specifically for me because nobody else in our family really likes it. And it's served every year with the turkey.
That's so awesome.
Whole cranberry all the way. And then finally, Christmas tree, fir or pine?
Fir.
Pine is the one that's like sturdier branches, right?
I don't know, but I think last night we bought a Douglas fir, and that's the one I like the best. So I'm gonna go with Douglas fir.
All right. So this is I always go.
It's got the branches that have like it comes out
right,
and then it comes out with a lot of little ones on that.
Right,
but like. Well, that defines every branch that's ever been defined ever. I really can't explain.
Would you consider the prickles to be soft or like pointy?
Pointy.
Okay, so that's the one that I like too.
Yeah.
All right. So
I think that's the fir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm down with the fir. That's good. That's good. That's how I would take it.
And people think we're insane. And they're right.
Certainly Pappy Joe does. But, you know, that's part of the reason why he loves us. And, of course, he added these to the community over at thispipelife.com. Now, thispipelife.com is a great way to send some quick fire questions in. It's also a great way to make friends with other folks in the pipe community. They've got some great forums over there. There's also some great information if you're, like, new to pipe smoking and you want kind of to dig in more, see some pictures, some guidance, get just some fireside chats with people from around the industry. A great place to do it is at thispipelife.com. What you'll need to do is sign up there, use the code CSR when you do it, and that lets them know you heard about it on this show. It's free one way or the other. I don't want to make you think it's not. But if you use the code CSR when you register, it lets them know that you heard about it on this show. So check them out again. Again, that's CSR at thispipelife.com.
Your thoughts, your comments. Listener feedback.
Listen to feedback. All right, so last week, you know, we mentioned the fact that you, your website had shut down because of the Esoterica and everything.
It really was ugly.
And so I gotta say sorry, because Jim actually wrote into the show.
Yeah.
Pipe Carver. And he actually, you know, he said this was, well, what did Jim have to say?
Yeah, he said, yes, Bo, too soon. I was on the website with the Esoterica in my cart when the website crashed. I took it as a sign from above. Good show, guys. Happy Thanksgiving, Jim. Jim, I don't know what else to tell you other than we're going to really try as hard as we can to do better next time.
Yeah.
assuming y'all are gracious enough to stick with us that there is a next time.
I mean, yeah. All right, I'm going to propose this.
It was a difficult day. We're still cleaning up the mess from that Esoterica release.
I know.
It was bad. I've had to be, you know, our patrons are extremely gracious. I'll just put it that way. Extremely gracious.
Did you let club members know about it first?
I did not.
Could that be a thing next
time
you get in?
It might be.
That might be a nice little deal for those, you know.
Yeah, by that time maybe it'll all be gone.
I think he's a club member, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, it could be a way to help, you know, you tear it out.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
No,
everybody gets a ticket.
I think we've got to do a better job down the road of making sure that we're prepared for it. We thought we were. We tried really hard, obviously, to get it right, but we'll try harder.
Man,
next time.
That Esoterica, that episode's coming. We can't do it now because it's all too soon.
Oh, it's too soon.
Early next year. Early next year. We also got an iTunes review in from Loami. I don't know what that was that I just did there.
I don't either.
What did Lo have to say?
Yeah, said, informative and fun. This is a must listen for all who enjoy pipes and tobacco. The hosts are good friends, and they invite you to listen to their thoughts and conversation around the world of pipes, cigars, tobacco, and occasionally the good beverages that go along with them. If you want to learn about pipes and tobacco, regardless of how long you've smoked them, then do yourself a favor and listen to this podcast. Man, that's great. Great feedback, for sure. We're really grateful for that kind of feedback, because we do want to be a resource for a lot of folks, to, you know, regardless of where on the trail that you are.
Absolutely. And, you know, we love getting those iTunes reviews in. Those are awesome. Thank y'all so much for doing those. And by the way, it is a great way to help out the show. If you know, you want to help us out, it doesn't cost you a dime. Head over to iTunes, write us a review. It helps let people know about this show when you do that. And it's also just great feedback. That feedback is really part of what fuels us up. Another thing that fuels us up is dollars and cents. We really appreciate those of you who are able to support the show by joining us over at patreon.com/countrysquireradio or becoming a full-fledged club member there as well. You can find the links to do so at countrysquireradio.com. We also want to encourage you can follow us throughout the week. I'm at The Real Bo York.
I'm at John David Cole, or you can get us at the shop @_countrysquire.
And of course, the show's handle is @squireradio, but all that information and more can be found at countrysquireradio.com, where you can tune in live every single Monday night. And of course, you can join us here at 8:30 Central. That, of course, is 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern, again, at countrysquireradio.com Monday nights. Did I say Monday nights?
You did. Okay. You did a great job. Hey, real quick, additional listener feedback. Our friend Joe Smokes Pipes, he says, interesting, and I didn't know this, so this is good. You know, all the folks calling in for crazy stuff like Kratom that we talked about before, he said, at Squire Radio, Kratom is a natural painkiller sleep aid that also helps people kick opiate addiction.
Oh, dang.
And you got to think, okay, now, again, this is from Joe Smokes, but, you know, we have listeners that care a lot about our community, and most likely, you know, he is educated on this, certainly probably more than I am. But, you know, I would think that, you know, that might be a good thing. So, you know, certainly with opiate addiction, what it is in America right now, something like Kratom may help with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing.
Joe, thanks for helping keep us honest and also reducing the amount of emails that we'll get afterwards.
But I will say, we don't sell Kratom.
Good to know. All right, man. Well, that being said, let's go have a night.
See you, brother.
Listening to Country Squire Radio, a member of the Podastery Network. For more information on this and other shows, please visit podastery.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.